Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you. And that's for you to build a big business. We're here every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, I need you to go ahead and share this call with other people. Dial in the 602-753-1848. That's what they can do, just like you did. Or they can listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. We're here in a new series, Champion, Claim Your Winning Season. And I need you to know, I'm here calling you calling in live from Las Vegas. I'm here for our company's convention. We're getting ready now to receive some leaders who are coming in earlier, and then we're going to be getting together with the teams. And I know that this particular episode is something that you're going to want to share, and review. If you are going to claim your winning season, you must choose your circle wisely. All right, now I know God is going to definitely go really, 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 really strong with us on today that you must choose your circle wisely, champion. That's what champions do. We got to go to the Lord, and the Lord has so much to say about this topic. And this is the reason why we may say dial in to Power Start Your Day every day, but you've got to get plugged in. We talk about the plug. The plug is the word of God, the wisdom of God. That's available, that has application to every area of your life. Let's go to the Lord together. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today because this is a day that you have made, and we're so glad, we're joyous, we're here in the land of the living. Holy Spirit, have your way as your servant decrease. May you increase like never before to teach us, guide us, correct us. Give us direction, but of course, give us comfort in the area of choosing our circle wisely. We know that wisdom comes only from you, God. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, as you're bringing God's word into our remembrance here on today, that we may use it, apply it, have courageous conviction to not only hear this word, but actually do it. We thank you, oh dear Lord, that you are expanding our territory as you are expanding first our mental capacity. We know that whatever we think is what we do, it directly reflects what we do and who we are. So we want to have the right thoughts, and we need the right circle to build up those thoughts, where we build up love, tenacity, the zeal, and the passion to walk out your word. Anything of that is an enemy of you. And if it's an enemy of you, it's an enemy of the kingdom. We thank you, oh dear Lord, that we are stomping on the head of the serpent right now. We are claiming our authority to let go, sever any ties of anything that's not of you. As you're going out there now to build healthy and fruitful relationships that will help us to multiply and walk into our vision. We want to honor you. We want to bless you. We want to seal this prayer with the highest praise of hallelujah. The blood of your son. All right, family. So our scripture today, our scripture today, we're coming out of the book of Proverbs, so we're going to have a few. We're going to have a few, and we have Proverbs 12:26, and then we also have Proverbs 27:17 that we'll refer to in a little bit. And let me tell you something. If you were to go look it up, there are so many powerful, powerful clarifications on choosing your circle wisely and for you to understand that God has created us as creatures that bond, and whatever you bond with, you become like. If you write that down, that you understand it, this is going to start being so clear to you on why you must choose your circle wisely if you're claiming your winning season champion. If you understand that God has created us, he said that it was not good that man should be alone. And yes, he did give Adam a wife. But then now out of that came many more husbands and wives that now became brothers and sisters, that then now became families, that then now became communities, that then now became where we now are running into business owners. People at our schools, leading our schools, leading our children. And if you don't get this part champion, this would even be something that you would duplicate in generations to come if we don't teach, not only learn, but we don't teach about the importance of choosing your circle wisely. This is a huge point that if we teach, you will now begin to have more and more generations of fruitful, wealthy people. Don't you want that? You'll have generations of champions, because champions understand that they must choose their circle wisely. Let's go ahead first in Proverbs 27:17. We understand that iron sharpens iron. So one man sharpens another. Write down right now, I want you to write down five people in your life that sharpen you, not over time, that sharpen you this week. The reason why I'm telling you to say five people who have sharpened you this week, because that is your circle. That's who you're hanging with. That's who you're spending the most time with. And it's deciding if you're winning. Write it down. Five people. We're not going to be able to open the call, but on tomorrow morning, I'm going to wake up here early. It's 5 a.m. in the West Coast, and I need you to understand something, that you need to write this down. And I want you to go on social media, and you need to even acknowledge those people. Five people who sharpened you just this week. Because you're not realizing that people are either bringing life or death to your winning season. Write that down. Your circle is bringing either life or death to your winning season. Extremely, extremely, extremely important. Proverbs 12 and 26, it says, this is extremely important. You can go through the book of Proverbs and Remember, King Solomon is who asked God for wisdom as he was taking on the kingdom of his father David. Now, David might have had God's heart, but Solomon had God's wisdom. And he became the wealthiest man to have ever lived. I need you to pay attention. So now we start going Proverbs 12:26. He says, the righteous is a guide to his neighbor, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. How many people led you into righteousness this week? How many people around you led you into the righteousness, led you into the right thinking or into the activities that will lead you to claim the rights that God has given you to prosper, to live in an abundant life? How many people around you, as you're doing an assessment of your circle, this is what we're doing. We're assessing our circle right now. I need you to identify how many people, neighbors, people in your circle, in your reach, have guided you into righteousness, and then how many people have maybe you've had conversations with, what have you, that would lead you astray from those very things. Proverbs 27:17 and then Proverbs 13:20. You better open up your Bible. Because even when you go in there in the book of Proverbs, all the way into chapter 22, it starts even telling you that if people have certain types of temperaments, if they do certain types of things, that you better go the other way or you're going to be tracked up. Why is it important? Why is it important for you to choose your circle wisely, champion? Why is it, if you're going to claim your winning season? We already heard Jim Rohn said it, a lot of great, great thought leaders have said this, that you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And it's the main reason on why many people don't win. They're not winning because they're not intentional about a circle. Now, I'm going to let you know this. You're going to have a few different environments or groups of people, but the circle of a champion is chosen. There are some people that will believe, well, my family is my circle. Everyone in your family is not your circle. We are tribal in nature. We are tribal in nature. You actually have to be taught to be fully inclusive because we are tribal in nature. That's why even in network marketing, some people, as soon as they start getting to a certain level, they start squatting their people off to the side. They start siloing themselves off to the side. If you don't know better, you won't do better. And then some people now quarantine themselves off into circles of death. We said your circle is even bringing life or death to your winning season. Some people don't know the difference. They may be bringing things to you that will literally kill your legacy. I need you to hear me on today. These are three things that are going to happen. And three things that are happening right now with your circle. Some people haven't assessed their circle, analyzed their circle, and refined their circle. And so what happens is, because they didn't choose the right circle, they're in the wrong circle. Because they didn't choose the right circle, they're in the wrong circle. These are things that will happen with your circle. Number one, you start thinking what they think. Why? Because they're life and death and the power of the tongue, and you're not in a circle without talking. And so what came out of one person's mouth was first in the thought of their mind, which first arrived in their heart. See, that's why you need the neighbors in your life to lead you to righteousness, because I'm going to tell you this right now. What's in a person's heart is what's coming out in their coming out of their mouth, because it has to first take thought in their mind. So you're going to start thinking like what you hear. You're going to start thinking what you hear if you're not renewing your mind daily where you can rightly divide the word of truth. That's the thing. You're going to start thinking what they think. So you better hang around folks that think. That think even about, okay, what they do, what they say, not only what's going on now, because, you know, people associate with people for two things. They either have, like, a common cause or a common enemy. A common cause or a common enemy. And both of those are associated with what's first in a person's heart. Have you ever seen where they will have people that just stop liking people for no reason? Why? Because they heard things about somebody and now they start thinking the same way towards that person, not even having enough evidence. I am telling you right now, that's because they never had a training like this. My grandmother used to tell us when we were kids, show me your company, I'll tell you who you are. People are tribal. They have like spirits. They connect with each other because they have something in their heart that's a light that moves out into energy. And they don't even know how we start hanging with each other. Oh, wow, they got so much in common. But as they go deeper, they'll realize there's more in common that hasn't been discussed. I can tell you right now, I've hung out with a lot of wise circles. From the time I was young, I always had really, really seasoned people in my life. I had people I hung with in my age group, but I had seasoned people in my life because they were able to, they've seen more, they've done more. There are some people that try to disrespect the elderly or disrespect the wise, but in the Asian community, those people are revered. They are preserved. They are honored, which will make it very easy for you in this network marketing game, because if you have leadership that's gone before you, if you have people who are sowing the seeds in you, you would revere, you would honor leadership. And that's what this business is built on, leadership and relationship. Those two ships, and if those two things are going down, you're on a sinking ship. If there's no leadership and there's no relationship, you're on a sinking ship if you're talking about network marketing. You start thinking what they think. So you start thinking what they think. You also start knowing what they know. Got to choose your circle wisely. Start knowing what they know. If they know knowledge, if they're a positive person, all of a sudden you start growing. If you know what they know, you either growing or you are going to be dying. One or the two. You got to be able to choose your circle wisely. If you're hanging around people and you're seeing them constantly progressing and now you hang around them, you're going to start knowing what they know just through general conversation. This is why I always venture out. And I have for so many years. When I was a hairstylist, my mom was one of those ladies that she was so big in education. And because I was her daughter, I would have to go to not only trade shows just to see what to buy. We had to go into classes so that we understood better techniques about coloring, about better techniques about hair cutting, better techniques about whatever it is about maybe the chemical breakdowns or what have you, products that we were using. So we were always one step ahead. We were always in the cutting edge. And I took that in because obviously that's the first wise person that has been always in my circle is my mama. That's why even in a convention, I bring my two mamas, my biological mama, my mother-in-law. They're going to always be because that's part of my wisdom circle. They've been through enough. They've seen a lot. And they help me stay lifted up and grounded. That's why you have mentorship. Good mentorship. Dr. Monroe, he taught so much where, guess what, because you understood your purpose and then you understood who you were, not only as far as what my name is, you understand who you were able to be courageous enough to say, this circle is not for me. Because your circle is either bringing life or death to your winning season. So you start knowing what they know. So if they know bad, you know bad. If they know good, you know good. If they know about money, you start learning about money. This is the reason why, you know, people always say, listen, if you start hanging out with millionaires, eventually you will become a millionaire. Like, guess what? If you're a thousandaire, more than likely you're thinking as a thousandaire. You only know as much as a thousandaire. If you're trying to now go into a multi-thousandaire, guess what? You're going to know what a multi-thousandaire is if that's your circle. If you want to know what millionaires think and how they think, which is different than most, that's why they're in the top 3 percentile of the world. I need you to know that that's what happens. You start thinking differently if you pay attention, even in conversation. People are looking for, I need a written out note. It's the conversations that grow you if you're listening. And you guys are getting these conversations nearly daily, almost unheard of, to hear these types of things that will you'll be able to apply, not just say to be in the kingdom, but to dominate in the world. I need you to pay some close attention right now. You're going to know what they know. I'm going to be in a few weeks with 6 days with 6 billionaires, and the first one was Tony Robbins. Guess what? If you are hanging in a certain circle, then eventually their circle will become your circle. But you got to be willing to invest. The moment I hear a person not willing to invest in themselves, it's very concerning to me. It tells me that that's what they believe they're worth. The best investment you can make in yourself. Not, you don't want to look smart. You don't want to look rich. You want to be smart. You want to be rich. I am telling you right now that this is extremely important for you to get this here. So you start thinking what they think. You start knowing what they know. And guess what? Eventually you'll do. You'll start doing what they do. You start doing what they do. Now, you in network marketing, for those and those who may not be, or whatever, you want to do what they do. Well, how often are you at your company's events? Now, once a year might help you get started. For those who are coming out, maybe this is their first event or have you, and it gets you started. It gets you understanding the importance of events. But I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to be bringing some of these points even in our company convention because I need people to understand this is what it takes to win. And now you think it's an inconvenience to go to events. I just can't go to all of them events. I'm tired. I got a life. I got a job. I got this. I got that. I got this. Check me next year with that thought process, that attitude. Check me the year later. Check me the year later. And at some point in time, you always stand in the middle of the room and have a bunch of regrets because you didn't choose your circle wisely. Because if you had a wise circle, your squad would be at the live event saying, this is where we're going. This is what's going down. This is where you need to be. You say, my closest circle is my family. You don't understand. Why are you asking people to give you more than what they have? If you can even say out of your mouth that they don't understand, why is it? If you're going to start knowing what they know, why is that where you're looking for advice? Why is that where you're spending the most of time? It's become a habit. When you learn how to compartmentalize people in your life. Just because a person is in your life does not mean that they are in your champion circle. When I break down for the Pink Millionaires, when we get to that portion, you know, the club, I will be letting them know about inside your champion circle, who need to be in there, what need to be in there. Because these are areas that will make you whole, a full person. areas of your life that you need covering. There's some people that they'll start meeting one group, oh, I don't mess my house. I ain't with that. They're not wise. They don't understand that there are people in your life and they have value, but everyone is not in your winning circle. It's not only the person who can put or rub your line in your pocket with money. It says a fool and his money will soon depart. If you don't have the knowledge, if you don't have the temperament, the patience, if you don't have all those other things when you got money, if you don't have ethics, if you don't have character, you'll be that fool with that money to run out of it. You don't even know what to spend it on. Because you need the right circle. You got to choose the right circle champion. I know for those who may be making their way into Vegas, I want to say travel mercies unto you. For those who chose or weren't here for whatever reason, it's okay. You got to understand, you got to ask yourself the question, is it okay? Just because they come to one event don't mean their whole life turns around. But I can tell you this, there's a possibility that it will. It may not be this event, it may be other things in life. Some people have made a habit of missing opportunities. If you had the right circle, you'd be able to recognize them more often. They dissipate. The relationship that was right for their life. And when you look around, you say, who's the circle champion? Choose your circle wisely. Love you guys. Have a blessed day. Take care.